Hey, Radio Man Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Outstanding.
Good to hear you.
Nice to hear your voice as well. This will be the first live stream, the first live game of the night. It will be the Skagway Panthers versus the Heidelberg Warriors in a tilt that will be a bit of a revenge match for Skagway. Skagway came out last night a little bit flat after the big, long ferry ride. There was a scheduling snafu with Heidelberg. We weren't supposed to play the first night we arrived, but that's what happened. They had to ask us to come over a little bit earlier to play that first night we got in. So it was a little bit difficult for the Panthers to get their legs after being out on the open water for so long. And that showed with a very rough first half. Now, they did come up alive in the second half and were able to, you know, get some things going toward the basket. Dakota Shindo had a nice game. Most of the players from Skagway had, they played really well in the second half. let's go there. But let's introduce the team for the Heidelberg squad. They will play with Michael J. Eaglestaff tonight, Joseph Eric Hilaire, Trayshawn Michael Miramonte, Nick, Alex Peel, William Peel, Guy Sanderson, Roger Trout, and Robert Charles Warren Edenshaw. And it's a nice lineup out of that squad. On the Skagway side, we'll see Coda Shindo, Colton Belisle, Wyatt Belisle, Alex Ackerman, Micah Cook, Danny Brady, DJ Dormido, and Stephen McNutt. All on the court tonight. You know, another weird scheduling snafu for Heidelberg. They just seem to be full of them. But an interesting fact about this, Heidelberg only has 3 home games all season. 2 of them against us, and they'll have 1 against Kloak to end the season, and that's it. That's it for Heidelberg. They just had a celebration at half court in Heidelberg. Usually that results in a technical foul, but apparently not. That's what I was told by our home refs. But that didn't happen in this case. Jump ball, we have Eaglestaff and Colton Belisle set and ready to tip. And we are underway. No, the official threw the ball a little bit too far into the backcourt. We'll try that one again. And, yep, Eaglestaff wins the tip, and Heidelberg has the ball. Heidelberg has the ball. So Roger Trout wants to work it on into the interior. Heidelberg's pretty spread out right now. Skagway's in their 2-1-2 zone, and they're playing it pretty loose right now. All over the court, forcing Heidelberg to move the ball around, and Trout turns the ball over on the baseline. It will be Skagway basketball. We're going to see some pressure now out of Heidelberg. Ball gets into Danny Brady, and they beat the pressure quickly. Danny Brady looking to get into the lane. He takes a shot. It's blocked by Eaglestaff, recovered by, it looks like, Heidelberg. We have a jump ball situation, and it will be Skagway basketball. Nice dribble drive to the basket by Brady. Colton Belisle to inbound the ball. Looking, he throws the ball away. But Coda Shindo right there on the steal, and right back over to the Warriors it goes. Quickly down the court, Michael J. Eaglestaff gets the ball, goes to lay it in, and is fouled on the play. He will go to the line shooting 2. Coach Scotty Lash yelling out, good foul, good foul. And it was a good foul. You don't want to give anybody an open look that close to the basket, right? So that was a good foul. First shot up by Eaglestaff is good. The Heidelberg Warriors wearing their home whites tonight. The Skagway Panthers visiting in their royal blue, gold, and white jersey. White trim. Second shot up by Eaglestaff is good. 2-0, the early score in Heidelberg. Skagway will be going right to left once they get the ball, but the inbound pass is tipped and stolen away by Heidelberg. Ball off of Danny Brady and out of bounds. It will remain Heidelberg basketball. And I'm wrong. The officials didn't get that one right. Imagine that. And it will be Skagway Panther basketball. Usually those calls go the other way today. So it's in And Kota Shindo has the ball now, looking to break that press. Gets it over to Colt Belisle on the left side. Colt wants to work over on the left. He gets the ball back up top to Kota. Kota kind of hangs on to the ball for a little bit. Passes it over on the left to Ackerman. Ackerman wants a dribble drive. Has the ball tipped away. Gets it back right over to Colt. Colt wants to get into the lane. Is fouled with a hip check, but no call. Loses the ball on the play. It goes out of bounds. And it will stay Skagway basketball. Two officials on the court tonight. Quickly underneath into Brady. Brady goes up for the shot. Is fouled. And it looks like they're just going to call an out of bounds off of Heidelberg. So it will be Skagway ball underneath the Heidelberg basket. Here's the screens, trying to get Kota Shindo open, and he is open in the corner. He's got the ball. He's working on Nick Nix, and they call Kota Shindo for a mysterious travel. Ball back over to Heidelberg. Nick Nix brings the ball up, runs over Danny Brady, and they're going to call a block on Danny Brady. They're going to call a block. They're not going to call the charge. Not in this gym, not tonight. Side out now for Heidelberg. Shot up and no good, but right there for the rebound. Mike Legalstaff puts it back. That was Miramontes with the miss. Colt Belisle looking to get the ball in. Gets it to Shindo. Kota Shindo racing up the court, going at full speed. Has to double pump, and in doing so, gets his shot blocked by Eaglestaff, gets the ball up quickly into the hands of William Peel, and another bucket for Heidelberg. 6-0 to score with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Kota trying to bring the ball up into a double team, gets it over to Ackerman, who is also double team, turns the ball over, and it is Peel with the miss. Ball comes back down into the hands of Danny Brady. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. Kota wants a long pass. Rifles at the length of the court, right past Colt Belisle. There was a lot of heat on that pass. I'm glad I wasn't in front of it. Ball goes back over to Heidelberg. Got a 5-0 score with 5:47 on the clock. Heidelberg working the ball around the perimeter. Eagle Snap gets the ball into the interior. It is William Peel with a shoulder move to move his defender out of the way, which in some leagues is considered a foul, but not here, not tonight. Bucket up and good by Peel. Ackerman gets the ball, is mauled. And finally, a foul called on Heidelberg. Look at that. All right. A foul called on Heidelberg with 5:24 left to go in the quarter. 7-0 now, the home team. And Colton Belisle inbound for Skagway underneath their own basket. Danny Brady gets knocked over. No call. Alex Ackerman gets the ball, is fouled, and a foul call. That foul will go against Guy Sanderson, who's checked into the game, or Heidelberg. Colt Belisle in on the ball, gets it over to Shindo. Oh, the pass was too low. Shindo couldn't handle it. Off of his hand and out of bounds. Ball goes back over to Heidelberg, peeled to inbound. He'll flash the ball. Get the flash out. It is Trout. His shot up, no good. And rebound comes down to Shindo. Kota's got the ball now, working over on the left-hand side. He's working back into the middle. He wants to drive to the basket. Pull-up jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down into the hand of Nick Nix. Nick Nix wants to work it up the left-hand side of the court. Nick Nix gets it over to Peel. Back over to Eaglestaff. And Heidelberg is going to work the ball back up top to Nix. Nix with a great screen by Miramontes. Dishes the ball inside to Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff gets it over to Trout. Trout launches up a shot. No good. Rebound down into the hand of Alex Ackerman, who is fouled by Trout. It will be Skagway basketball. Colt Belisle to inbound now for Skagway. 7-0 to score. 4:43 left to go in the quarter. Danny Brady gets the ball into the forecourt, and he's attacking the hoop. Gets it over to Micah Cook. Micah gets it back to Colt. Colt with an elbow jumper, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Peel. It is Nick Nix with the ball now in the forecourt for Heidelberg. Heidelberg looking to move. Trout gets it back over to Nick Nix, over to Miramontes. A pass down into the interior, slapped away by Kota, and ball will remain Heidelberg basketball. appeal to him down the basketball. Coach Scott Lash imploring his team to not be silent, and in doing so, apparently, they need to have their hands up as well, because the three-point bomb was just knocked down by Miramontes, making the score 10-0 with 4:14 left to go in the quarter, and that triggers a timeout call by Scott Lesh. It is a 30-second timeout, and Skagway has to figure out two things. One, how to deal with this very physical style of play in Heidelberg, and two, how to get something going to the basket. They've got to put points up on the board in order just to catch now this Heidelberg team, who is out to another very fast start. Heidelberg, one of the favorites in the league this year. They've played very well against tough teams that we've seen, like Cake, and they split with Cake this year. So it's a tough team, and we know how good Cake can play, especially on the Skagway court. Ball in now to Danny Brady on the right-hand side, and he is almost tackled by William Peel, and they will call the foul on that. So Danny Brady draws the foul call as he drives the ball up the right-hand side of the court. Shindo to inbound for Scanlon. He's trying to weave and dodge and trying to get open. That's kind of a post move to get open, and Shindo gets in the ball. Shindo now has the ball, and he's up at the top of the key. Left open for a second, no shot. Gets it over to Colton, who weaves into the lane. Fires up a shot, no good. Ackerman there for the rebound. His putback attempt, no good. Ball comes down into the hands of Nick Nick. Gets it over to Trout. Trout quickly into the forecourt. Shot, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Colton Belisle, but is turned over as he tried to race up the court. And Miramontes now has the ball for Heidelberg. Quick shot by Nix. A long bomb pulled down by Miramontes. And finally, Eagle Staff gets the next rebound and is fouled on the shot. A little bit of sloppy play by Skagway after that rebound attempt. Trying to do maybe a little bit too much, too fast, but this game is moving quickly for Skagway. 10-0, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Michael J. Eagle Staff at the line. First shot up and good by Eagle Staff. Stephen McKnight checks into the game for Colt Belisle. Colt's going to grab a seat. Second shot up, no good by Eagle Staff. Rebound comes down to Coda. Shindo's triple team for a moment, and they fall back. Coda's going to work one-on-one against Nick Nix, and he's going to get by him, and he's going to get up to the three-point line, feeds it over to Micah Cook, gets it back, and is wide open for a three-bomb, and when he's wide open with his feet set underneath him, he's deadly. 3 points for Skagway. 11-3 now the score, and maybe Skagway's got a little life in the map brawl. Miramontes gets the ball up to Nick Nix, swings it around to Trout. Trout trying to feed it into the inside, picked off by Ackerman. Ackerman going the length of the court with a left hand, up, off glass. Oh, no good. Comes down into the hands of Trout. Trout works it over on the right side of Miramontes. Tries to go right back to Trout. Turns it over again. Alan Ackerman with the steal this time again. And ball goes over to Coda Shindo. Wants to work on the right side. Tees up another three. Boom! Coda Shindo catching fire with 2 minutes left to go in the quarter. It is now 11-6. Heidelberg over Skagway. Two quick three-point buckets by Shindo. He can score them in bunches. Heidelberg works it down into the interior. Miramontes turns and with a power move puts one in. Danny Brady on the inbounds play gets his pocket pick, and then Shindo picks the pocket right back from Heidelberg, and then before he can corral the ball, ball is turned over. There was a lot of contact on the play that dislodged Danny Brady from the ball. He's holding on to his right finger. Going to stay in the game, going to tough it out. And it is Peel to inbound the ball to Nix. Nix back over to Peel in the corner to Trout. Over to Peel, back up top to Nix. Nix wants to look inside. Inside it goes to Eagle Staff. Eagle Staff with a couple of spin moves. Off glass, no good. Gets the ball back. And he's very long, about 6'4", with long arms, and puts it back in. 15-6 now the score. Heidelberg over Skagway. An errant pass by Colton Belisle is picked off by Nick Nick. Nick Nick jumps up into the air as he catches it, throws it off of Coda Shindo's face, and Shindo goes down. He's okay. He's back up. Very aggressive play by Nick Nick. And a smart play at that. If the officials had seen, his foot was on the line when he got put. The officials don't see that sort of thing. Over the corner, it goes to Sanderson. His shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman's going to slow down, and he passes it into the backcourt erroneously. Though the pass was completed, that is a violation, a backcourt violation. And with 1 minute and 1 second left to go in the quarter, ball will belong to Heidelberg. Nick Nix with the ball. Guarded by Danny Brady out top. Gets by him with the mouth of a pick. Gets the ball over to Miramontes. His three-point bomb no good. Rebound comes down to Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo racing up the right side of the court. Ooh, a nice little slide step into the lane, and they call him for a travel. Oh. Well, he missed the shot, if that's any consolation. It wasn't a travel. It was just called a travel. It was a beautiful slide step. Heidelberg has the ball in the forecourt, is picked off by Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle going to pass it up into the forecourt for Skagway and is fouled on the play hard, and it will remain Skagway basketball. 34 seconds now to go. Coda Shindo gets the ball into Danny Brady, back over to Shindo. Coda's got the ball over on the right-hand side to Ackerman, right back to Coda. On into the elbow to Colton Belisle, his elbow jumper, no good. And now there is 23 seconds on the clock for Heidelberg to work. Surprising, Skagway didn't try to get one last shot there out of that quarter. Instead, they give Heidelberg the chance to extend their lead. It's 15-6 now, and Heidelberg's content to pass the ball around the perimeter. 5 seconds left, and it's time for Heidelberg to work. And Nick Nix, with a little move, a hesitation, and a jump shot from three, no good. And the score will remain 15-6. Heidelberg over Skagway. Whew! It is a lot of action here in Heidelberg.